The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Hello and welcome everyone. Good morning. This is The Mile Rate. I'm Dan Malecki and we're looking back at a terrific night of harness racing action at Melton last night, and to look back at that terrific night of harness racing action at Melton last night, Rob Orber joins me. Good morning, Rob.
Very good morning, Dan. How are you? Pulled up okay from last night? You had a bit of an easier night, only 9 races rather than 12.
Plenty of action. Put the same emphasis on every single race, Rob. So whether it's split between 12 or split between 9, the love is just the same. Tornado Valley, one of the greats in harness racing. He was the show stealer last night, and as expected. But he was going to pass the $1 million mark regardless of where he finished last night. But in typical style, he did it with a win and sailed well over the $1 million mark. And he, I'm not saying he was back to his best, but it was a brilliant performance. He looked the winner a long way out. He carved out terrific times, and well, he's an ornament to the game of harness racing. What a magnificent horse that he is, and it was a great way to celebrate that milestone last night with that performance, Rob.
Oh, it was fantastic, Danny. He's just been such a champion trotter, hasn't he? When you go through his career, and I sort of went back to have a look at his first run here in Australia. It was back on the 23rd of February 2018. He finished fifth. He ran second at his next start behind Red Hot Tooth and the Night Pistol, and then he went on to win his first Group 1 in the Sea Light Windows Grand Prix, and that was back on the 10th of March 2018. And ever since then, he just was always one of our top horses. He became our champion trotter, and he goes out with a wonderful win last night. Now, how much more racing has he got still left in him, Dan? That's a million-dollar question now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Andy had him tuned right up to the mark last night, trainer Andy Gath, and driven by Kate Gath. So this was the Group 3 Aldebaran Park RC Freestone Trotters free-for-all, an all-the-way win to Tornado Valley.
Off the back straight, Tornado Valley pulls away now. Kate had a look around to the left first and then to the right and sees Powder Keg about 5 metres away running second. Over on the inside, Fling and Wing It. And then Aldebaran Tess from Sundon's Courage as they round the final turn. Third quarter was 28.8 and it's Tornado Valley going for home now. And he charges into the straight. He's out by 10 on Powder Keg. Then Aldebaran Tess, Sundon's Courage running on. He has been a champion for the last 5 years. He passes the $1 million and he wins another one. What a superstar. Tornado Valley has done it in style from Aldebaran Tess, Sundon's Courage and Powder Keg.
It's, you know, super special, and you know, to get it done with a win is you know, it was everything. So to be able to do that is yeah, really over the moon.
How was he sort of feeling throughout the run? I mean, around the bend, he sort of just not got stuck into him, but perhaps just reminding him of his job?
Yeah, you know, obviously last time here he had issues when he sort of just got out in front and stopped like he did, but this time, you know, he was a different horse, and I just had, when he sort of got right out in front by himself, he sort of was like, oh, what am I doing out here? And then, yeah, once I sort of asked him and just, you know, didn't have to touch him with the whip or anything, just showed him that he was just off and gone, and he got to the line really well.
He's only ever been beaten twice when he's led in a race. It's a phenomenal record, and he opened up a big lead into the straight, Rob, and won as he pleased. In the run, there wasn't that death seat type of horse to put any pressure on him, so Kate and Tornado Valley were able to dictate, and he was dominating that race. Good, solid performance from those that chased, but he really didn't get tested.
No, he didn't. But look, in saying this, I mean, we need to celebrate this horse. And I think you in the call when he went over the line, Danny, you mentioned superstar. And I think, you know, well done to Andy Gath. I mean, he's done an amazing job in the way he's managed this trotter, the way he's looked after him. I mean, I still feel that win in the Great Southern Star was probably Andy's greatest training performance. I mean, the way he was able to get that horse back from a break and to win was second to none. And to Kate, who's an absolute superstar, driver. I think all three, from the animal to the trainer to the driver, they deserve every bit of accolade that goes around. And congratulations to him. It was a great win to see him come back. Aldebaran Tess was terrific. She chased really hard. She's such a talented trotter. I still don't think she's trotting as fluently as she can, but I think, you know, hopefully within time she'll just keep getting better. But her run was outstanding. Sundon's Courage, Chris Ango's doing a great job with him. He's found a bit of his mojo back on the racetrack, and Mick Bellman's really clicked with him, and he was terrific in the third spot. Powder Keg bailed on really strongly, but it was all about the superstar Tornado Valley, and it was a great win. Mile rate of 158.8, soft lead time 47.3, as you mentioned, no real pressure, 30.9, 30.1, 28.8 and 28.3 home.
Rob, race number three was for the two-year-old fillies, and it was Patsy Valentine in a bit of an upset here, because Interject started the favourite at $1.45 in race three.
Then in behind them was Come Say Hi. Patsy Valentine runs on from Aussie Joy. Interject getting a little bit lost in front here. Wanted to wobble around the turn. Relentless Me, Patsy Valentine, Come Say Hi. They're all making ground. Relentless Me, Come Say Hi, and Patsy Valentine wider out. Patsy Valentine grabbed the lead. Interject dropped back. Come Say Hi coming through. Patsy Valentine hit the front, and Patsy Valentine has beaten Come Say Hi, whose effort was enormous. Then on the inside was... Aussie Joy, I think, grabbed third from Ahura.
Yeah, she was really good tonight. They thought she'd need the run because she missed the race last week, but things worked out well, and she finished off.
Pup, we just keep saying how Ake doesn't ever win these races by big margins with his babies. They just slowly get better and better, and this filly's no different.
They were, you know, quite confident she'd run well, but just missing that run, they weren't quite sure, but... We had a good run, and they worked hard early, and she ran over them.
Driver Chris Elford there. He was speaking with David Miles, who was on Trot's Vision last night with Michael Stanley, and Kirsten Graham, whose voice you heard previously when asking Kate Gaff a question. And Chris Elford will be heading to Newcastle today to drive Max Delight in the third round of heats of the Inter Dominion. Good filly, very consistent filly. Patsy Valentine, a stablemate of Max Delight for that matter, but the race changed complexion coming to the home turn, Rob.
Yeah, it was a very good win by Patsy Valentine. I think she's a little bit of an underrated filly that, as you heard from David Miles as well through the interview, she's a progressive filly. But I think from day one, she's always shown to be a nice horse. I mean, she was runner-up behind Playing Up, who went on and competed at Group 1 level. And ever since then, she's just steadily kept getting better and better, and a couple of really good runs in between. But her last few runs, she's really come to the fore, and it was no surprise to see her winning last night. There was plenty of tempo on, and she finished over the top to score. She was at very good odds at $18 to get up and win. Come Say Hi, who was second in the race, good effort, did everything wrong, over-raced. Not sure, not long after the start there, Danny, it was pretty tight there for Kate, but she was able to, I think she couldn't even hold the horse there at one stage, and she was able to drive up behind the leader, and despite over-racing, I think she did a really good job in battling on to run second, and pretty unlucky not to be winning at the finish. Aussie Joy was a nice effort. Uhura was a much better run last night, hit the line strongly. Relentless Me did its fair share of work early, but wasn't far away. And Interject was a very short price favourite, I think way under the odds. I know it was unbeaten going into it, but it was a much step up in grade, and just didn't finish the race off. I think it was queried in a vet examination with a scope for Interject. So there might have been some excuses there for her, but well done to Patsy Valentine. 154.5 mile rate, 7.2 lead time, 27.4 and 29.6. They went pretty hard early, and it allowed the horses from back in the field to get over the top in 29.3 and 28.9.
Rob, race five was the first leg of the Quaddie, the DNR Logistics, and the very consistent Would You Mind took it out. First leg of a double for Julie Douglas and Jack Law.
Then let's roll behind the leader, about to be revved up and waiting for the Garrard sprint lane. Iconic Major wider. Steel Screens has held up, and so Jean-Luc as they head off the back in 29.2. A leader is Aussie Battler. Would You Mind is after it. Wider out was Dennis William. Let's Rock, Let's Roll, Glenaveril King. Would You Mind moved up to Aussie Battler. It's a Would You Mind putting its nose in front from Aussie Battler. And Would You Mind gets home. Would You Mind has won it from Aussie Battler at Julie Douglas Quinella. Third's close. Glenaveril King and Dennis Williams.
Yeah, very consistent horse. He hadn't won out of turn. He's only a four-year-old though, Rob, but he backs up seemingly week after week, and he's very rarely out of the top four.
Oh, he's been a super consistent horse. I think we sort of spoke about him last week. I think, you know, I was just getting a bit worried about him not winning races. He was just running really well, but just not getting his nose in front when it counted most. And I was a little bit concerned last start, but last night it was a great drive. Jack Lord made the initiative when there was no tempo to pop around into the breeze, and I think that's the type of horse he is. I mean, the last few times he's been sort of sitting behind the leader, and I don't think he's that type of zipping, you know, where he can just peel off and zip real quick. I think he's more of a grinder, and he was good last night, and he got the job done. It was a great drive by Jack Law. Aussie Battler was able to get across to lead, looked like it was nearly going to pinch the race. It was just run down by the stable mate. Glen Averill King was a good run. Shane Sanderson's got him back going well, this horse. Dennis William, the favourite in the race, I thought his run was terrific. He was three wide, a fair way from home. There was no real tempo whirl. It was just a dash home, and he battled on really strongly. He's still got a lot to learn. He still races like a horse that doesn't know a lot, Dennis William, but he'll get there eventually. Still screens. John Luke, well, I think we alluded about his how well he's been going, and once again, very luckless again last night. Iconic Major, Let's Rock, Let's Roll. None of them were far away with Shoshone Brave, but they went a mile rate of 156.3, 7.3 lead time, 29.5, 31.2. There was no real tempo early in the race, and then they dashed home 29.3, and it was just a really sprint home the last 400 metres in 27 seconds, and would you mind getting there by a neck on the line?
Race 6 was the Youthful Stakes for the two-year-old colts and gelding, sponsored by Benstad Standard Reds, and interest-free brought up a... excuse me, Rob, brought up a double for Julie Douglas and Jack Law.
Kafaji's going to need to pick up here. He's about 15 off the lead, just paced a bit roughly. Up to the bend, though, it's another big man. Celestio Matuka closing in. Kafaji not stretching out at the moment. Off the back straight in 29-1 third quarter. Celestio Matuka into the lead. Now Kafaji straightens up. He's picking up the bit and getting home. And so's Interest Free. It's Celestio Matuka. Kafaji and Interest Free are flying. Celestio Matuka, Interest Free. Interest Free. Interest Free out wide. Grabbed Celestio Matuka in the last top, and Kafaji, he never really looked that comfortable coming off the back. It'll miss out and run third. In by-
like he was still pretty comfortable in how he was travelling around the bend, even though Celestio Matuka was getting away from you.
Yeah, no, he was travelling really good, and I probably could have pulled him out earlier, and we might have won by further, or, you know, sometimes... As you know, Mick and Milesy, when they're running those quarters, you can pull out and sort of just be left floundering a little bit. So he was travelling good on Puppet's Helmet, and you know, the Celestio Matuka did kick away there when we straightened up, and I thought you know, it was probably a little bit further away than we would have liked, but he knuckled down really nice and let down like I was hoping he would.
Interest Free's had a really good year, and well, he's a really good horse, Rob, and coming through the Breeders' Crown Series, and he only just got up on the last stride, but Celestio Matuka's a really good horse, and Kafaji still got a few things to learn.
Yeah, Interest Free, I've been his biggest fan, I think, from day one. He's always shown to me that he's a very, very good two-year-old, and I think he'll be a bit better horse as he gets older as well. He's bred to be a really nice horse down the track, and if Julie and Glenn can continue to manage him the way they are, I think he's got a very big future ahead of him, especially being by Art Major at a Pico Bello, and I think he's got the bloodlines there to suggest he will get better as he gets older as well. Good win, came from back in the field to finish over the top of him. Celestio Matuka, look, he's been such an ultra-consistent horse, hasn't he, Danny? Right throughout his two-year-old year, Damien Byrne's done a great job with him, and probably luckless not to have won a few extra races, because a few times he's been grabbed on the line where he's been beaten or just missed out. Once again last night, he was brave in defeat. Kafaji's a horse that's got loads of talent, but obviously he's got a bit of an issue with his pacing gait. We've seen it happen a few times now where he goes a bit awkward around turns, in particular on that last couple of turns when he's asked to quicken up and he's out wide on the track. His effort was still good. Hot Deal was a nice effort for Aaron Dunn. and certainly worth following as well. So they went a mile rate of 154.4, 7.3 lead time, 28.6 and 29.8. It was run at a solid tempo, and they came home in 29.1 and 27.5 for a 154.4 mile rate and interest-free. I think he's a beautiful horse, and he's got a very big future ahead of him.
Race 7 was the fast class race, and it was Supreme Dominator who sat outside the leader. They really didn't go that hard in the first half of the race, but geez, really developed into a good horse and was too tough in the end.
Magic and Shorty's Mate off the back. Leader travels well, Santa Casa Beach. About 4 metres, Supreme Dominator. Behind the leader was Love and a Chevy. Then Jillaby Sylvester, who's pocketed. Bulletproof Boy coming 4 deep. Around 10 going with Sierra. 5 wide will be Demon Delight. Off the back straight, 28-1 third quarter. And turning for home, Santa Casa Beach led. Supreme Dominator digs in. 10 going with Sierra still coming. Jillaby Sylvester running up behind them. Supreme Dominator moved up to Santa Casa Beach. Supreme Dominator put its head in front, and Supreme Dominator is too good. Supreme Dominator has beaten Santa Casa Beach, Jillaby Sylvester.
Here in studio, you were really sort of able to dictate the race there from the breeze.
Yeah, thanks guys. He's a lovely horse, and you know, all the credit goes to Joe. He's done a great job with the horse.
What sort of plans with the horse? I mean, he's sort of one of those horses that he can be a little bit difficult to catch sometimes, although he has been sort of racing against some pretty high-class opposition. I mean, where does he sort of go to from here?
Look, I think the horse has done a super job, really. He's gone from, you know, high sort of country class right through to free-for-all and to the top echelon, in my opinion. Especially the race last week behind Tango Tara. So the horse has come a long way in a real short amount of time. But, you know, he's racing well at the moment. I can't see him sort of racing any different for the foreseeable future, really.
Driver James Herbertson speaking with Kirsten Graham on Trots Vision last night. Yeah, he's a likeable horse, isn't he, Rob? He's a good horse. He can do it whichever way he has to do it. He's not necessarily a tough horse, but he got the job done from outside the leader last night.
Oh, look, we've been singing his horse's praises now for a few months, Danny. We've seen him emerge. I mean, a few times, you know, even called him there at Cranbourne, and they run some really fast times, and he just kept stepping up from that moment. And, look, I think we've nowhere near seen the bottom of this horse yet. I think the best is still to come because he's on the rise. And Joe Pace has managed him really well, and as we all know, it's a transition. Every time you step up in grade, there's another transition period the horses have to go through to get accustomed to that type of racing, and this horse is actually just going through those gears, and he just seems to be taking the next step. He did it again last night. He was able to race without cover and battle on really well, and to win. It was a great effort. Santa Casa Beach was brave in defeat. We know he's a very high quality horse, and he battled on strongly. Jillaby Sylvester wasn't far away. Tangoing with Sarah was outstanding. She was exposed a fair way from home, 3 wide, which is probably not her go. And I thought she's going really well. She's a high-quality mare, and I think there's another big win in her soon. Bulletproof Boy hit the line well. Enchanted Stride was another mare that hit the line really strongly. She wasn't far behind him. Diamonds and Cash, Demon Delight, they were all close up. Just the barrier draws last night really played in the hands of those horses up on the speed. They went a 156.8 mile rate. Tempo was slow early. It was 45.4 lead time, 31.5, 30.2, and they came home in 28.2 and 27.3, and Supreme Dominator proving too strong, and Joe Pace doing an outstanding job for his owners, S. Castro and Charlie Sant.
Spring in his step was incredible to watch. Race number 8, he started favourite, he was first up from a spell, he was stuck 3 wide, no cover for the entire trip. He mile rated 153.8, it was the run of the night.
Harry Ovens, who led out before taking the trail, awaits the Garrard sprint lane. Now, I'm Shadow Boxer, works into it 3 wide with cover, then Joni in between runners. And next is Plan C from Valachi, Zolliver, and All Shook Up. They're well bunched. Off the back, 28.8 for the third quarter. And the leader is Mr. Kiwi. Spring and his step still coming despite the tough run. And then Cardinal Sin, I'm Shadow Boxer, lets down into the straight. And Spring and his step went to the lead. I'm Shadow Boxer, Valachi are getting home. I'm Shadow Boxer. Moves up the spring and he stepped Valachi, and then came Harry Ovens. It's spring and he stepped, and on the outside I'm Shadow Boxer. Oh wow, that is a run and a half. Spring and he steps won it by a nose to I'm Shadow Boxer, then Valachi and Harry.
Rooney's step at the Shepparton Trials the other day, but it was a pretty impressive trial, but that was just an absolutely enormous effort.
Yeah, no, it was, Kirsten. It was a very, very ugly winning drive. But, yeah, that was just the circumstances of the race. He was phenomenal tonight. Given the circumstances, you know, I wanted to just sort of pop in early if we could into the one wide line, knowing there was a bit of speed to the inside and the outside. But, yeah, it didn't really happen. And then the speed slackened off for a few strides, and then we sort of went to make a move forward and they got striding again. So, yeah, it was a bit of a strange race.
Hard to make an excuse for anything else when swinging his steps sets three wide the trip, Rob.
Well, was it not only the run of the night, it was probably one of the biggest wins we've seen for a very long time at Melton. I don't recall too many horses sitting three wide for the entire trip winning at Melton. And his performance last night, I mean, we've always thought he was a very, very good horse. He just took another step forward last night, and who knows where he'll go. He's a nicely bred horse. He's come out of a good family. He's out of a live or die mare, so there's some staying bloodlines there out of some beach somewhere, and I think he's got a massive future if Russell can keep him intact for a long time. A mile rate of 153.8, 7.2, 28.3, 29 the first two quarters, 28.8 and 28.3 home, defeating I'm Shadow Boxer, who had his chance. Valachi, Harry Ovens was a good effort, wasn't too far away, but spring in his step. If he pulls up well from that run last night, he's going to be very hard to beat in that final of the Gordon Rothick Memorial Championship.
Back to the first, Sanday got left without cover, race change complexion at the start when hell of a galloped, Rob.
Yeah, well, Sanday was a horse that I alluded to last week, Danny. I think he was ready to win, and he did it last night. It was a great effort. He sat without cover, mile rate at 155.9, 29.7, 31.8, 28.1, and 27.3 home. Top effort, defeated Jillaby Fernando, who wasn't far away. So what? She continues to race well for Lance Justice, hit the line really strongly. Stingray Tara, 60 starting to get back into form, might be worth following in Cefala. And a Rockin' at the Park had no luck whatsoever last night, so put him in the black book as a win's coming up for him.
Alabar Silver Chalice, the second event, the Group 3 for the four-year-old mares, and Spellbound sat back last, but in the end was too good for Majida, who was brave in defeat, Rob.
Yeah, it was a really entertaining race. I think the two small field slices last night, both their races were really entertaining. This was another one, and Spellbound, who's been racing at some top company of late, not only against the mares, but also against the boys, and last night she was able to just finish over the top of Majida, who was very brave in defeat, as you mentioned. It was only just over a metre between them, 155.6 mile rate, 45.6, 29.6, 28.9, and they sprinted home in 28.7 and 28, but it was a great win by Spellbound, continues her dominance at this level with Majida. Common Courtesy ran a great race. Final piece led, couldn't finish it off. The Pantheist and Belladonna Girl behind him, but all honours to Spellbound winning last night.
And Bondi Lockdown took the last. This was an entertaining race. American Dealer was terrific in defeat, running second.
That was a great race, wasn't it? American Dealer had a bit of a crack at Bondi Lockdown early in the race, and they really put it on. It was a 154.7 mile rate, 44.1 lead time, 30.9, 29.1. It was a race of tactics, 27.7 and 27.9, and Josh Dickey nearly was able to knock off Bondi Lockdown, but it was just the quality of the horse. He just really stood up at the finish, Bondi Lockdown. We know he's a class horse. American Dealer was very brave in defeat. Over the odds, it was well beaten in the third spot from Captain Wilson, Marston Heights, who weren't in the same class. But both those two horses were outstanding. But Bondi Lockdown, we know he's a pretty special horse.
Yeah, he certainly is. And he'll be pressing on towards the Breeders' Crown, the Vicbreds, which are on New Year's Eve. So it was a very entertaining night, Rob, of harness racing at Melton. We go to Gunbower today. It's the Trotters and Pacing Cup. And, of course, the third round and final round of Heats of the Inner Dominion run at Newcastle tonight. So until next week, Rob, in harness racing and for the mile rate next Sunday morning, hope you enjoy your week.
Thank you, and happy harnessing.